Petersburg and Wrangell formed the Thomas Bay Power Authority in 1975 to manage and operate existing power plants and seek new energy development. In 1986, the TBPA took over operation of the Tyee Lake Hydro Plant from the state, and it continues to run the plant under contract. However, Councillor John Haverlick said he didn't understand the need to keep a TBPA.
Their purpose seems to have been to look at different power sources. And it seems like all those have, you know, been well defined, and I don't see the reason for, especially in this tight economy, keeping that going when it could be absorbed into SEPA for the laborers or for the workers at Thomas Bay. We don't seem to need that other part of it anymore.
The Southeast Alaska Power Agency, also known as SEPA, based in Ketchikan, owns the Tyee Lake plant, as well as the Swan Lake Hydro plant near Ketchikan. SEPA contracts with Thomas Bay Power and Ketchikan Public Utilities to operate the two power plants. Haverlick said he thought SEPA could eventually employ the plant operators and there would not be a need for TBPA. Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer agreed and said he thought the commission was overreaching with recent votes on energy development.
They've been making resolutions pertaining to Cascade Creek and their involvement in various projects in Thomas Bay. In my mind, Thomas Bay Power Authority is not an organization that should be making resolutions. It's the Wrangell Assembly or the Petersburg City Council that makes political resolutions.
The Thomas Bay Power Commission oversees the authority and is made up of 7 appointed members, 3 each from Wrangell and Petersburg, and 1 at-large member from one of the communities. The commission this past winter has considered a resolution urging the two towns to work together on development of a proposed hydropower plant at Ruth Lake in Thomas Bay. However, the two communities have been somewhat split on whether to include a private developer in that effort. Petersburg's Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson also serves on the Thomas Bay Commission and as a chair of the SEPA board as well. He told the City Council that the SEPA board members have had only informal discussions about taking over operations of the existing power plants.
As a SEPA board, we have not had the opportunity or the time to really get into that, trying to make our move down from Anchorage to Ketchikan, trying to set up the headquarters there, trying to complete the intertie. We've just been too busy to deal with it.
Nelson said there was some benefits to having the Thomas Bay Power Authority.
We do, in fact, operate the project, and that gives us a very definite hands-on ability to do that, the day-to-day operation of the project. We are trying to position ourselves so that it's Thomas Bay Power Authority that operates and maintains the intertie as opposed to KPU or any entity out of Ketchikan. So in that sense, we feel like we're broadening what it is we do for the communities as opposed to not having a function any longer.
Nelson also thought dissolving the authority could cost Wrangell the jobs of the authority's manager and secretary, which could then be moved to the SEPA office in Ketchikan. The two towns split the annual $100,000 cost of maintaining that office in Wrangell. Petersburg's council took no action on the issue. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.